what it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people of this great nation.
Of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. The Democrats and the hypocrisy, the left and the hypocrisy. I mean, it's incredible. It's just crazy how hypocritical these people are. So we have Ted Cruz, good old Cruz, the constitutional lawyer that is a senator for the great state of Texas, being attacked because he decided to go for one day to go visit his daughter in Cancun. And this made headlines all over. Everybody was infuriated. All the celebrities, Seth Rogen, everybody was going crazy because while there was a crisis happening in Texas, mind you, Joe Biden still hasn't declared a state of emergency, but nevertheless, he goes to Cancun because he's trying to look out for his kids. He literally got four times more airtime on the left-wing media than Andrew Cuomo's scandal that's going on right now. And it's not even a scandal, it's a crime. Because the FBI is actually investigating it right now. I mean, if you listen to some of the things that people are saying about Andrew Cuomo, you would be shocked how he threatened people with their livelihood, as in their jobs, not physical harm. It's bizarre to me. It's bizarre. The left seems to try to ignore anything the left does and try to focus in on anything someone from the right does. But this is the hypocritical things we're going to be dealing with. And that's why we must stay united. That's why we must continue to fight the good fight. Look, they're crushing themselves. That's a reality. They're crushing themselves. You've got from one side, The new numbers that came out showing that Joe Biden's approval ratings on handling the COVID-19 crisis is horrible. And that's awesome to hear. I always love to hear when because I knew this was going to happen because this is an illegitimate president. People didn't really vote for this man. So, I mean, it's just to me, it's beyond understanding. To me, I'll never be able to understand why there's so much hate towards the right, like to the right, but it's never going to change. Now, listen, as Ted Cruz himself, you know, explains the situation. Hold on 1 second, So Ted Cruz decided to air out, you know, what he felt about the whole situation.
America's most courageous canine companions.
He's definitely.
So that being said, you don't have to believe him, but nevertheless, I think he gave a pretty reasonable explanation for wanting to go to Cancun. So. Personally, I think the Andrew Cuomo situation is much more serious, should get a lot more airtime, but it is what it is.
Now, Senator Ted Cruz tonight is facing the ire of the mob, the media, for traveling to Cancun, Mexico, with his daughters to drop them off and come home as Texas is still addressing the fallout and damage from severe weather. Now, response, Senator Cruz tonight.
Hold on 1 second, guys.
I did say, in retrospect, he might have made a mistake, adding in a statement, in part, wanting to be a good dad. I flew down with them last night, and I'm flying right back this afternoon, and he did. My staff and I are in constant communication with state, local leaders to get to the bottom of what happened in Texas. Joining us now to talk about it is Texas Senator Ted Cruz. I have a piece of this story that nobody knows, that you know to be true, and Governor Abbott knows to be true. And that is, I got contact very early in the week from the official meteorologist of my radio show, Joe Bastardi, frequent guest on this program at weatherbell.com. And he sent a note to both of you, to you and Governor Abbott. In that note, he said this is going to be far worse than I think others are predicting. You got in touch with him. The governor got in touch with him. You took it seriously. And you worked hand in hand with the governor in the lead up to this, knowing this was all a big possibility. And this is days before that happened. And you were fully and completely engaged. And I know that from my own reporting and my own conversations with you and Governor Abbott and with Joe Bastardi. Now, you went and you took your daughters to Cancun and you came back. I think you can be a father and be the senator of Texas all at the same time and make a round trip, quick drop off trip and come home.
Well, Sean, that's right. And starting with Joe early on, before these storms actually even hit the state of Texas. And I got to say, you called me and told me Joe was very impressive. He knew his stuff. And I called him that evening and spent significant time on the phone with him talking through what he saw coming. And he was predicting not one, but two major winter storms, the combination of which he believed would have an impact on Texas that would exceed anything we've seen in this state since 1899. And I thought it was a very impressive, a very serious. He sent me charts and data on what was coming. And you reached out and I reached out to Governor Abbott and said, listen, this guy knows his stuff and you ought to talk to him. And we helped connect them. And, you know, at the same time, Governor Abbott had already declared an emergency in all 254 counties all across Texas. And so I joined with John Cornyn in urging Joe Biden to declare a federal disaster to mirror the governor's request, which President Biden, to his credit, did. And so that
So he did. I apologize. He did declare a federal emergency.
We knew they were serious. This week has been hell for the state of Texas. It has been two storms on top of each other. 4 million Texans lost power. No power, no light, many with no water. It has been frustrating. I'll tell you, Sean, a lot of Texans are mad or pissed off. How can it be that Texas, the energy capital of the world, can't turn our lights on and can't heat our homes? A lot of Texans are frustrated. This shouldn't have happened. I'll tell you, Heidi and me, we lost power for 2 days. Our house was dark. We had no heat. Actually, the fireplace behind me, we were all huddled around the fireplace because it was the only heat in the house. And after a couple of days, after the girls being really cold, it being in the teens and the 20s outside, our girls said, look, school's been canceled for the week. Can we take a trip and go somewhere warm? And Heidi and I, as parents, we said, okay, sure. And so last night I flew down with them to the beach, and then I flew back this afternoon. I had initially planned to stay through the weekend and to work remotely there, but as I was heading down there, you know, I started to have second thoughts almost immediately because the crisis here in Texas. You need to be here on the ground, and as much as you can do by phone and Zoom, it's not the same as being here. And so I returned this afternoon, and I'm here working to make sure to do everything we can to get the power turned on, but also fundamentally to ask the questions, why did this happen? Why was the Texas grid, which is regulated at the state level, it's operated at the state level, it's not a federal function, it's a state function, but why was the grid not sufficiently prepared so that 4 million Texans lost heat and power? We need to answer that, and we need to make sure it never happens again in the state of Texas.
To what extent?
Okay, so there you have it, guys. That's straight from the horse's mouth. So apparently he wanted his daughters requested they wanted to go. Very easy. They just wanted to go to Cancun. I mean, and as a father, he wanted to fly them over there. I mean, it's pretty plain and simple. I mean, I do the same for my kids. I mean, even if I was a senator or I was a congressman, whatever I was, I'm going to put my kids I'm not going to have the miserable freezing in Texas. If I can take them somewhere else, I would. So that being said, without any further ado, the man of the hour, the man everyone's been waiting for, the one and only.
Dr.
What's up, Q?
What's up?
So what's going on? What's going down the Q grapevine? Everybody's asking, people are emailing, where was Q? Apparently you're taking over my show. So go ahead. What's down the grapevine? We know the trending subject is hashtag rest in piss for Rush Limbaugh. I I'm very disappointed with humanity at its whole, mainly the left, because they're disgusting and they're a bunch of pieces of shits. That was a man, that was a family, that was a dad, that was a husband. And the fact that they would say comments such like that and create hashtags like that only shows me what pieces of shits they really are. When RGB died, Republicans didn't do that. We celebrated everything she had accomplished, even though she completely was the complete opposite of what Republicans stand for. But go ahead. The floor is yours, Q.
So this is on my Q site. It says the whole situation in Texas is actually the HARP weather satellites. They're emitting the cold air fronts towards the state of Texas. It says it's basically government warfare. That they're going against Cunanan, and they're going against Texas because of, you know, so many people have they're like, what was it, like the highest population of legal gun owners, so they're trying to take them out, you know, as you know, without anybody knowing. So it says many politicians in Texas are defying COVID lockdown regulations, and the result is the HARP satellites. The Chinese government did the same thing to their people last summer and the summer of 2019. It's HARP satellites. It's government warfare. That's what it is. So that's what they're telling me. So, is it true? Who knows? You know, they wouldn't put it on the site if it wasn't. So, it is what it is.
Ted Cruz just right now, he literally said this was at a state level, not at a federal level. So he says that this has nothing to do with the federal government. He wants to know what happened and why the power grids weren't prepared for this situation.
Well, you can't, I've seen videos and pictures like things that you don't even see, like on the media. And it is like Iceland. Like, this has nothing to do with the grids like that. This is straight warfare. Like, I'll send you some stuff, but that's straight warfare. No joke.
I mean, I don't know. I don't understand, how you can create a conspiracy out of this, but apparently QAnon can. You guys always manage to find a way to create a conspiracy, even when it's a natural occurrence that just happened and prepared for it.
You saw what I see. This is not a natural occurrence.
Hasn't happened since 1899.
What do you mean happened 18? What are you talking about?
A snowstorm such as this one.
It's not about a snowstorm. You don't understand. Everything's ice. The trees are ice. The birds are ice. Like this is not. I'm telling you, this is warfare. This is nothing natural. Nothing. Absolutely not.
Well, I guess.
We don't know. We don't know. You know what I mean? I'm just saying what I'm hearing and what I see. There's no way it's natural. There's no way. Well, it looks like the Ice Age.
Okay, like, well, on other news, on real news, not pretend news, unfortunately, another great patriot, Bob Dole, has stage 4 lung cancer as well. It's sad. Bob Dole was a legendary U.S. senator, Republican. Many accomplishments under his belt. He did run for president. I believe he also was a vice president, if I'm correct. Or wait, he might not have been a vice president. I believe he ran for president. This was before my time, guys. So give me a little bit of credit here. It's the fact that I even know who Bob Dole is at my age. I mean, he was way before my time.
There will be no credit.
What's that?
There will be no credit given.
Okay, not from you. Not from you. There's only going to be payments made from you, which is from those debts that you're going to lose. So that being said, today, a bunch of people began buying. One of our listeners recommended we start a trend. Basically, what we do is we buy the stickers off the store, the Wrecking Ball Joe stickers, and we start placing them and then posting the pictures on the internet, on Twitter. And somebody just, several people were buying. One person bought three, another person bought 10, and people are buying these stickers left and right. So again, I think we can have something here going, and we can actually make something big here, like some sort of giant, national prank, and just be putting these stickers, these Wrecking Ball Joe. If you want to get these stickers, they're at the RepublicanNation.store, not .com, .store. So the whole gimmick behind this is you put the sticker, you take a picture of it, and you post it, and you write, and you hashtag Wrecking Ball Joe. And you put it on people, obviously, that are Democrats or whatnot. So, anyways, that being said, on other news, what's that? Go ahead.
Yeah, I can talk about mine as you want. I mean, it's not all Q news, but things that I've seen today.
So. Okay, go ahead. The floor's yours.
So, did you hear Tucker Carlson is going podcast?
Yeah, he's running a podcast, yeah. Don't promote his podcast on my channel. All right, asshole.
I'm saying they're trying to, control what he's trying to say. You know, so Trump refuses to meet with Nikki Haley today after, she begged him to have a Mar-a-Lago sit down. So he refused that. Marjorie Greene was not invited to the CPAC. But she's still going. That's pretty good. You know what CPAC is, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But that's pretty important, believe it or not. So John Kasich admits that McCain was put to death. That's on CNN.
It's on CNN?
Yeah. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Oh, it's true. All right. I don't know how you pronounce this. I guess the psilocybin mushrooms. You know that, I guess it's shrooms probably.
I guess. I mean, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, to be perfectly honest with you. You lost me at Q and none.
They're saying it stimulates growth of new brain cells, which is basically LSD. You know, that's what shrooms were, you know?
You know what? You know what's interesting? That it's a little bit off subject, but I had mentioned this yesterday, which was, I found it to be extremely odd. You know who's the person with the most, the individual that owns the most land in the most farmland in the United States of America?
Yeah, Gates.
Yep. But Gates today went to Trump's defense and said that Trump should be allowed into social media platforms. I was kind of shocked.
Afraid.
Huh?
He's afraid.
I don't know if he's afraid or not, or maybe he's just voicing his fucking opinion. I mean, everything is not a conspiracy.
Oh, he's just trying to kiss his ass because he knows he's fucked.
I can tell you, Nikki Haley tried to set up a meeting with Trump and Trump was like, nope. Not happening.
Isn't that what I just said?
What's that?
Isn't that what I just said to you?
I don't... Was that what you just said to me?
Yeah. You wanted to circle that back?
I don't know. I don't remember. I just know that she wanted to meet with him. What's that?
Yeah, I already said that.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, Nikki Haley's trying to get in his good graces. I'm starting to predict something different might occur come 2024. I'm thinking there's going to be a run for president by Ron DeSantis.
Okay.
I think Ron DeSantis might go ahead and he might go ahead and run for president. And I think he would have a very good chance at doing so. And especially if he's got Trump support, he's got it in the bag.
Another thing, remember that Aquaman guy?
Momoa, yes, Jason Momoa.
Yeah. I see another picture now. See, what happens with these actors and actresses, this and that, they actually breed kids to, for all kinds of nefarious, things like, child porn, child molestation, transvestation. So these are actually boys. Is that crazy or what?
Yeah, you're crazy, yes.
No, I'm not crazy. It's what,
Oh, no. I thought you were asking me if you were crazy. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you are crazy, yes.
I just thought that was crazy.
So, apparently Nancy Pelosi's going to investigate the power outages in Texas. I guess that's Congress's job now. Nancy, worry about getting people help, getting the American people help, because I'm going to tell you, Nancy, what's going to happen. And you guys are a bunch of morons. You guys don't even know how to use just common sense when you create these stimulus packages. You guys are going to create a giant crash in the real estate market come September 21, 2021. When people start having to owe back these deferments, which a deferment is pretty much when the bank tells you, okay, you don't got to pay your mortgage for 6 months, but then in 6 months, you got to come up with all those payments. Yeah, what's going to change from now in 6 months from now? If the person can't pay it in the first month, what makes you think 6 months from now he's going to be able to pay for it? So all these people, all these innocent people that had nothing to do with this COVID-19 or the lockdowns are going to end up having their homes in foreclosure because they're not going to be able to pay their mortgage payment, the deferment. And the worst part about it is that when you sign the deferment payment, for those of you that don't know, you're kind of signing away due process, let's just call it that. Basically, they can foreclose a lot faster than if you were to just stop paying your mortgage. Just some food for thought for those who are out there that are struggling. Be extremely careful what you do and what you choose to do during this situation, because from the looks of it, these people are not planning on bailing anybody out. They don't care about anybody but themselves. We saw it with the cancellation of the Dakota Pipeline and the jobs, the many, many jobs that were lost due to this pipeline being shut down. So that should tell a lot of people a lot of things, and it should scare the shit out of a lot of people. We need to make sure that we continue to help our fellow neighbors, try to help people as much as possible. If you're in a better position than somebody else and you see your neighbor struggling, if you can, you should help them. For example, like my next door neighbor, if he needs help with anything, I try to help him. He doesn't need help financially, but he's an older guy. I try to go to the supermarket for him so he won't have to do it. I try to do as much as humanly possible for him. We got to take care of each other. Times are going to be rough, and as Americans, it's just the right thing to do. So Q, back to your ridiculous banter. Tell me.
Let me tell you. I'm sending you the McCain thing right now.
You're sending us the what?
The when Kasich was saying that McCain was put to death.
Oh my God, guys.
Hey, you want a proof, right?
Come on, man.
I want proof.
Right. Yeah.
And this was aired. This was aired on CNN.
Yeah. Yep. Give me a minute here.
Man, there's a lot of QAnon conspiracies even happening in my Facebook page. It's crazy.
What are they saying?
Just a bunch of stuff, man. Everybody's just like, people are like really believing all this stuff. It's crazy. This isn't healthy. Prince Philip, sick or dead, you decide. We at QAnon might know the truth. Just it's crazy. I mean, people are. I mean, on positive note, we've made a big accomplishment today. NASA has a robot. Well, I guess not a robot per se, but we landed in Mars. Okay, so we have a rover in Mars right now exploring the beautiful planet. Huh?
Don't believe it.
Okay, you don't believe it, but we have the pictures to prove it. So, yeah. And video footage as well.
They've been fake for years. NASA's been completely phony.
Okay. Apparently, no matter what, listen, guys, no matter what Q is saying, the mission to Mars begins a completely new era of space exploration. I mean, we have taken this to the next level. The United States has yet to prove again, time and time again, what America is capable of doing. This will lead to more exploration. This is going to be the most beautiful thing ever. I'm looking at the images as we speak. It's phenomenal. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's like you believe in that, but you don't believe anything I say about Q. Even though I show you some facts, you still don't believe it. But you believe that we're at Mars right now, and we went to the moon and everything. That's the funny thing.
I don't know what's so funny about that. I mean, we've got evidence of it. Okay, I mean we evidence have what? Evidence. We have live footage of the rover in Mars. I mean,
do you believe that Elon Musk sent a freaking a Tesla to in space too?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Because he did.
No, it's complete phony. It's all bullshit.
Sure, it's bullshit.
It really is, buddy.
Do you know what is not bullshit? He stopped following President Joe Biden on Twitter. Apparently, oh, really? That got a lot of coverage. I don't know why, but. Apparently, everybody's wondering, why did he stop following him?
So, all right, just said it.
All right, let's see. Let's see what Q's. Let's see what's Q's crazy, crazy thing. I'm gonna play it and everything for people to hear because he says he's got evidence. This is the first time he actually presents evidence.
So, I always present you evidence, but you just don't like it. You just don't go with it. You deny it, no matter what.
Okay, so I have to download this shit?
Takes a minute.
Oh, that, my.
That, I guess, this is the file, you know? It's what the, I don't know why, but it is what it is.
Google Drive. All right, let's see what this is.
It's like 24 hours since John McCain was put to death. And look at this. It's like 24 hours since John McCain was put to death. And look.
Bomberan. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Anyway.
Hi, Mr. McCain. I mean this with all respect, sir, as an elected official for our country. We the people elected you to be representative of the people, and all of you, against the will of the American people, have aided and abetted the enemy. You and the rest of Congress, including the President of the United States, have went against the will of your people. I can say with great confidence and speak on behalf of all Americans that your actions against this country are treason.
But on the Senate side, we had one person standing in the way of getting in positions that would have been very tough on government bureaucrats who didn't tell the truth. And that one person was Senator John McCain.
He insisted that no committee be set up unless he was chairman. Obviously, his intent was to kill everything.
And if somebody can't understand that, my answer is please get a life.
Lie to the American people about ISIS has been showing its strength. The group beheaded 21 Egyptian Christians. One of the executioners speaking in English with an American accent.
Recently, we've seen us on the hills of Hashem.
James Foley, he had been missing for more than 600 days. When today his image appeared in a video posted on a website connected to the terror group ISIS. In the video that was released today, the men who killed James Foley showed and named the next hostage that they say they intend to execute, another American, a freelance journalist.
We saw videos of guys in orange jumpsuits being beheaded. But then on John McCain's laptop, when he was in the Ukraine, His laptop was hacked and a video was pulled down that showed the use of a green screen and how they were making these videos. And it's right here. It's proof. It's the props and the lighting and the director, film directors, everything that's behind it. It's all an illusion.
Hmm. You back?
No, not yet.
My God, wasn't that long?
Are you kidding me? It's 14 minutes long. Okay, so it's saying the illusion of this ISIS war cost us $40 billion.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying the part where you see Kasich talking.
Yeah, I mean that's original. That's in the beginning of the video.
Right. What do you say?
Okay, it's a quick clip.
It's like 24 hours since John McCain was put to death, and look at this.
Huh. Let me keep.
It's like 24 hours since John McCain was put to death, and look at this.
I think he didn't mean put to death. I think he meant laid to rest. I'm pretty sure that he meant laid to rest.
Oh. You guys, he says put to death. He says put to death, but you say, do you see what you're doing? Like, I came in like a wrecking ball. You're a wrecking ball. The fuck?
Listen.
Come on, man.
You just can't wait to say it every day.
I mean, listen, I just don't believe your bullshit. I'm sorry.
How is that bullshit?
Now, I will tell everybody, I will tell the listeners, that video did show John Kasich saying that they put, it's been 24 hours since they put John McCain to death. Now, I think he meant laid him to rest. Like, I think he meant to say that he died. You know, but again, I highly doubt Kasich, out of all people, would be in on this, considering Kasich was the number one promoter, anti-Trump promoter there was on this planet. So I don't understand how, you know, it just doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. So I have another breaking news thing. From what I'm hearing, is Israel is like the top pedophile country.
Okay, so what is this video, this other video that you sent me?
Oh, that you got to watch it. Watch it. It's real quick.
Okay, let's see what it is.
You're going to laugh. It's me.
Okay. Okay, that is...
It's money. When I owe the money.
Huh?
It's when I owe the money.
Okay. That is...
Is that crazy?
That's insane. Is it... Wow, that... Okay. Okay, guys. So what I'm witnessing right now is a male. It looks to me as if it's a male. With an entire suit that's made out of latex or some sort of material that looks identical to a woman. We've gotten pretty advanced with those masks, man. We've gotten really advanced with those masks. I mean, hey, again, we see it in the movie Mission Impossible all the time when they used to remove the masks and the person was yeah. somebody else. That's a pretty compelling video you sent me there, Q. But I mean, I've seen similar videos. I mean, they've got some amazing masks. I mean, whatever.
Well, I heard also what they're doing is they're doing the whole green screen thing when it comes to different politicians now.
I don't know about all that. I think you jumped the gun too quick. I think you see a lot of these videos and you quickly jump into a conspiracy theory.
I'm gonna send him another video to your listeners, just to shut him up real quick.
You're not gonna shut me up.
I'm just making a point.
I mean, a lot of people misspeak. I do it every day, 24/7. I'm constantly making mistakes when I talk. So Kasich could have easily made a mistake when he was talking. It was on CNN, though. I will give him credit. It was on CNN, and I was looking at his lips to see if it was something different and somebody changed it or altered the video. No, that's exactly what happened. You guys can probably Google it or something. I'm pretty sure you can go on YouTube and you can probably look at, you could type in like keywords like Kasich says McCain put to death. And I'm pretty sure you could see the video that he's talking about. And then you guys can judge for yourself. I personally think he just misspoke. I think that McCain had just passed away, and I think he meant to say, like, put to rest, and he just said put to death. I mean,
he was put to death for treason, and so was George Bush Sr.
George Washington, holy crap. QAnon goes that far?
Bush Sr. I misspoke. No emails today?
No, I'm having issues with my email account.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I haven't been able to log in. I kind of like forgot my password, so I have to get the tech guy. Since I've been using the new one, Jay said the Republican Nation should be working tomorrow morning, guys, and I will get back to you on your emails. And if you have any other emails, remember this is the podcast that will always voice your opinion, no matter how bizarre, no matter how crazy it may sound. I will always be the voice for my fellow American patriots, always and forever. Q, do you have any emails?
Oh, I have one from basically from yesterday, the one that I read on the podcast. But you know, he obviously, you know, one day, you know, can't see if his daughter's getting better yet. They just said thank you, thank you both so much. I was listening and heard what you both said. My wife and I are going to change the family's eating habits. Hopefully we can get her eczema under control. I do have two more questions. Should I keep stocking up on ammonium? I don't know what that means because I never heard about stocking up on that. I heard of stocking up on the bullshit hand sanitizer, you know. But I would say no. I would say... you know, if it comes to washing your hands, you know, just, you know, use regular soap. Don't worry about any kind of, you know, sanitizer or anything like that. All BS. It actually, what it does, it actually opens up your pores more to make you more susceptible to having more germs in your body quicker. So I would say no. It says also, do you think Wrecking Ball Joe will be able to pull off taking our guns like Australia did? Australian, I believe, did a buyback your guns, and then when that didn't work, they came to the door and took everybody's guns.
That is correct. And they destroyed the guns.
Yeah. Appreciate everything. God bless.
I mean, listen, this is the problem, guys. Understand something. We're all scared right now because this progressive movement looks like they're going at a rapid speed. But remember something, we're strong in numbers. We have very strong senators. We have a lot of rhinos, but we have a lot of strong senators that are going to oppose this. And the second that they try to take guns away from Americans, they're going to make the biggest mistake and they are going to regret it for the rest of their lives. That short-lived life that they're going to have if they try to take Americans' guns. That is a civil liberty. It is in our Constitution. It is not a privilege. It is a civil liberty. For this exact reason, the Founding Fathers created the Second Amendment. They created the Second Amendment so we can defend ourselves against tyranny. Forget about gun rights. Forget about the fact that people love collecting guns and the hobby of collecting guns. Doesn't matter what you do with your guns. The Founding Fathers thought it was important enough that everyone should have the right to bear arms. And it was designed because to prevent issues like this, like a progressive movement or a communistic movement trying to take over our country, and we needed to have a way to fight back. So that being said, they will try to put bills on the table where they will fine us. I will tell you, they will probably come up with something that's going to make it extremely expensive for people to own guns. So they're going to try to hit your pocketbook. They're not going to be able to change the Constitution. It's not going to happen. America's not going to allow it to happen. I'll be one of the first advocates fighting for it. So against it. So I wouldn't be too concerned about that personally. But, you know, again, look, I've found my own little Q conspiracy about the Capitol riots. Q might be impressed with this, but
probably not.
Senator Mike Shirky. There was a hidden camera while he was having a conversation. He was saying that the entire Capitol incitement was a hoax. I'm going to show you exactly what he said.
What? Not at all. What about the DC thing? I was there. that's what?
That wasn't Trump people, he said. That's been a hoax since day one. That was all prearranged.
You know if they went in the front before they went in the back? They did. They did go in the front before the back. They did. I already know that for a fact.
They went on separate buses. They went on separate buses. That's what arranged by somebody who was funding it all.
No.
For those of you who can't hear it.
No, in the back. We're in the back.
Big. Thanks. Appreciate it.
So basically what Senator Mike Shirky is saying is it was a big hoax. It was staged. People were coming in different buses, and apparently somebody above his payroll was funding this whole thing. That's the conclusion that he's drawn up. So Q, why do you keep saying thank you, thank you, thank you? What are you saying?
No, I was saying thank you for letting me know what he said. Because, you know, I can't hear the video.
Nobody could hear the video because it was so low because it was a hidden camera. So it would have been difficult for the listeners to hear it as well. It was a hidden camera. You can probably find this as well on the internet.
Right.
There's nothing you can't find on the internet nowadays. If you can't find it on YouTube, look it up on Rumble. They can try as much as possible to censor these videos and cancel these videos, but there is many platforms where you can put up videos where they will not censor it, where they will not block it off, and you will have the opportunity to get the details and the facts. So is there anything new from your understanding that
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Joe has done? Yeah, Wrecking Ball Joe. Is there anything you know of lately that he's done? Because apparently he's got to go into hibernation. According to his staff, it's too cold, so we're going to have him rest. I mean, this is literally what they're saying. When have you ever seen this in history where a president is pretty much going to take a little break because it's very cold? This is crazy. Trump would be right now in Texas trying to figure out the situation. But Texas, never forget, Joe Biden wasn't there for you. Yes, I was wrong. He did declare a national emergency. I was wrong. I admit when I'm wrong. Yeah, he still hasn't stepped foot there. But of course, they got to keep him in confinement because, I mean, the man might say he's in Louisiana, so they don't want they don't want to file the 25th Amendment on him just yet. He's still got a couple more executive orders in him.
I actually have a video of Biden. They're really nervous. There's a person in the background, very, very nervous, and Biden turns around and half of his face is drooping off.
The what?
Shit. I'll tell you right now, this is what's gonna happen. This is what's happening. Either A, it's a clone, or B, he has a mask on. I'm going more to a mask. But he has a mask on.
So you moved on from clone to mask. Okay. Guys, can you keep up with Q?
What was that?
Come on, man.
I'm asking listeners if you can keep up with this man. I will tell you something that I did find extremely bizarre. And believe it or not, I put it on my stream, and even the people on the left were having a hard time. Like, they were like, okay, yeah, this video's weird. Like, the people on the left even noticed it. Like, they couldn't debunk it. So I saw a video where apparently when he's going up the Capitol, it seemed as if they enhanced the audio. And he's walking up the Capitol, and he's basically saying, salute the Marines, right?
Yeah, he's being told in his eye, in his ear.
And the thing is that I kept looking at the video, I kept analyzing it, trying to see if I can find a flaw in it. But that's exactly, it either sounds like salute the Marines, or the Marines are good looking or something. Either way, it's weird. However you see it, it doesn't make any sense. And he didn't salute them, which right. only leads me to believe that he's got some sort of earpiece where they're giving him answers or something. And then it goes back to the whole debates when he had with Trump, where Trump wanted his ears to be checked, which I found to be interesting, and he refused. Almost as if Trump knew people were feeding him the information and the answers to the questions to his ears. It's very odd. There's a lot of odds, like how he went completely dark for 4 days prior to, and he was prepping supposedly a guy that's been on the debate floor for I don't know how many runs that he's ran for president, and they need to prep him for 4 days. I personally think, and I'm going to tell you, this might be a little bit of QAnon shit. Maybe I'm turning a little bit like Dr. Q over here, but I think they were changing his sleeping schedule. I think they were purposely putting him to bed early because, you know, usually when the sun goes down, people that have dementia or Alzheimer's, they usually start losing it when the sun is going down. And I think they purposely changed his sleeping pattern so he could be more alert and more upbeat during the debate. I mean, that's just something that I've thought of, because obviously my grandmother, I've mentioned it before, my grandmother did have Parkinson's and she did have Alzheimer's. So I know that it gets worse as the night starts, as it, you know, the sun starts going down. So I thought that was a possibility. I mean, I still think it was a possibility, but again, these are things we'll probably never know.
I just send you another email. Look at it real quick.
Guys, this guy will send me emails of non-factual clown stuff. Okay, let's see. You sent me an image. A blank image.
A blank.
It's not showing the image. As a matter of fact, the email saying this message has no content. Dude, you really got to upgrade. I mean, Q, come on, man. I'm paying you top dollar to be on this show.
Are you really?
You're getting paid. You're getting paid a tremendous amount of money. You really, really need to start getting.
Please tell your listeners how much you pay me. Please tell me, because I don't know.
His salary right now is $0.00 a year. My salary is a little bit better. My salary is about negative. Right now, my salary is in the negative. Because I pretty much put in my own money towards everything I do here. I do have a lot of supporters out there that are buying merchandise, and they're helping and supporting. But I need more of you guys to jump in because it's becoming more and more difficult. I'm trying to really expand this and make something big out of this. I want to start giving away free things. I want to start really engaging with my audience much more. But I'm going to be honest, it's extremely difficult when you're a one-man show. I'm blessed to have Dr. Q in here, even though he's crazy and I pretty much disagree with almost everything he says. He's here and he's always helping me out and he's my co-host and I love having him here. At some point, hopefully, he gets out of this manic stage that he's in. And he starts
manic thinking, state. Billy, what do you call me here? Bipolar? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I think you might be borderline schizophrenic as well. Oh my God. Scaring me, Q. You're scaring me.
Hold on. This is gonna really scare you.
I highly doubt that. Okay, so interesting enough, this was a video I also wanted you guys to listen to.
One of the wealthiest countries in the hemisphere. And because of a corrupt system that exists in Mexico, there is the 1% of the population that's got a very small middle class, and the rest is abject poverty. Oh, I voted for a Fed. I voted, unlike most Democrats, some of you won't like it. I voted for 700-mile fence.
You heard that, right? He's saying, unlike most Democrats, he voted for a 700-mile fence. Okay? This was said in 2006. So Joe Biden was all for a wall or for a fence. I mean, apparently Donald Trump did it better, being that he's a businessman and a guy that deals in construction. He designed something that would actually protect our borders, not a fence that people can just climb and jump over. But Joe Biden was with the program back in 2006. It's incredible how much times have changed from now. It's incredible how much time has changed from now and before. It's crazy. In just a matter of 14 years, how much this country has changed and how much people's minds have changed. It's incredible to me.
Here it comes.
Fun fact, by the way, guys. Don't know if you know this, but this year, in total, the U.S. has actually spent, now listen to this ridiculous number, we have actually spent $787 million on gender equality projects in Afghanistan. What the fuck are we doing spending $787 million on gender equality in Afghanistan when we have Americans suffering in this country? And I'm not talking about the pandemic. I'm talking about in general. I mean, and this goes to all my African-American Republicans out there. This is just ridiculous. Your people are in need. Your schools are horrible. The poverty rate in the African American communities is horrendous. Yet we have enough to spend $787 million on transgender equality projects in Afghanistan, but we can't put that money towards, I don't know, maybe opportunity zones or small businesses for the African American community. I'd rather see our taxpayer dollars go to the American people than to go elsewhere. And that was what Donald Trump stood for, the America First agenda.
Did you get the video?
What's that?
Did you get the video? Look at it.
I will look at it. By the way, another thing is apparently Joe Biden doesn't get fact-checked like Donald Trump. Apparently he said in the town hall that the vaccine wasn't even around until he was president. Apparently he forgot he took the vaccine prior to being president. Or whatever liquid he put into his arm. All right, let's see what Dr. Q just sent. It's an MP4. Does this have substance? Okay.
Come with me. Just watch the whole thing. Not long.
In a world of pure inoculation, take a look and you'll see to your own depopulation. We'll begin with a syringe, testing out my very own creation. What we'll see will defy scientific explanation. If you want a scientific paradise, simply wear a mask and do it. Anything you say, you'll do it. Want to rule the world?
There's nothing to it.
Whoa. So what? Is that supposed to be Bill Gates?
What do you mean, Bill Gates?
I don't know. The guy with the syringe?
What are you talking about? What did I send you?
Dude, you sent me a fucking weird cartoon video of a guy walking around with a syringe. Fucking singing a song like Willy Wonka on the Chocolate Factory.
No, that was the other day.
No, dude, that was today at 12:17. No, that was today. Dude, what in the fuck are you sending me? Seriously, I gotta start vetting your shit, man. I'm giving you too much trust.
Do you have any other ones you didn't open up? Because it was the queen. She's with a green shirt.
Dude, I have nothing else from you. I have nothing else. I don't know why you sent me this weird video. Because it was extremely weird.
I completely agree. No, that was it. You got
guys, this is the information he is getting. This is crazy. This is the type of shit that Dr. Q entertains himself with all day. He looks at little cartoons of people walking around with a syringe pretending to be Willy Wonka. And I'm assuming that was Bill Gates, right?
What was that?
That was Bill Gates with the syringe?
Yeah.
You're so stupid. This man...
That was... That's not what I want to send you. Hold on. Just hold on, bud. Here it comes. That was an accident. I thought it was that one. Wasn't. Here it comes now, bud.
I mean, I don't know what you're sending me.
Just watch it.
Is it a video? Is it a picture?
Yeah, it's a video.
Oh, my God. Guys, do you think I give... I'm going to do a poll, guys. You let me know if you think I'm giving Dr. Q too much. Too much time on the air. I like him engaging more because sometimes I think he stays quiet. Okay, here we go. Let's see what musical he sent me this time.
Not musical.
Okay, thought upper video look even more real. Hold on.
Important together, for you to know, we don't test everybody. And I want to reassure that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome
it. Movements are also translated into the
virus. I hope in the years to come, everyone will.
Okay, so what you're trying to tell me is. Which I've already seen this because there's a Joe Rogan video where they show Joe Rogan literally talking about stuff that doesn't make any sense with his own voice and everything. And it was proven that it wasn't him that said any of that stuff. What you're trying to say is we have the technology for somebody to pretty much put the face of anybody and talk.
Yeah.
So why is the Queen's Circle?
And also, are you watching it still?
Yeah, I watched it again. I was curious.
So, also, remember a while ago, I was telling you about the wildfires in California. Remember what I said to you?
I don't know. There's been so many. There's been so many things that you have told me.
Remember I told you they weren't regular fires, and they weren't set on, committed by arsonists or anything like that. They're actually lasers.
Yeah.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah, you don't have any evidence of that. They've actually arrested, they've actually arrested three people in that case.
No, it's a direct energy weapon.
This is,
dear listeners, you're going to find out everything very, very soon.
Listen, I, from your mouth to God's ears, I don't think we're going to find out absolutely anything. I just think Joe Biden, I think we need to focus on the prize. And I think, and the prize is 2022 and then 2024. I think we need to be realistic. They robbed us of this election and we can't allow it to happen again. That's it. Plain and simple. Guys, try to hold the line, try to stay strong, try to stay vigilant. Just know that we're going to have some rough years coming on, but, at the end of the day, we'll take back the Senate. We'll take back the House and we'll take back the presidency.
All I got to say is where we go one, we go all.
Don't give me your QAnon bullshit line. Okay. I know that's straight out of your QAnon handbook. That's your little, guys' little saying.
The next thing that's coming is the senators, congressmen are going to be exposed.
Guys, I mean, look, the stuff that's happening in this country right now, you can't make this shit up. I mean, this is crazy what's happening in this country. Apparently, the Northeast Dems are pushing for abortion by mail. I mean, these people... now ICE will need a pre-approval to arrest some illegal immigrants. I mean, this is like real deal stuff that's happening in our country right now. This country is under attack, and it's under attack by one person. I came in like a wrecking ball. That guy was the biggest mistake this country has ever made.
Biggest pedophile.
I don't know about that. I don't know him that well. But I can tell you that this country's headed in the wrong direction in every which way. From immigration policies to economical policies to the handling of the COVID-19. Apparently he never even had a plan for it. To the way he's treating black individuals. They should be super frustrated and upset. All the scandals are coming out now into the light with Warnock in Georgia, with the election frauds. Trump, believe it or not, has won 1/3 of his court cases. They're not being publicly mentioned, but if you look in local newspapers and you try to dig deep enough, you will see that he's been winning cases. We're living in crazy times. Nevertheless, we're living in crazy times. We just gotta hold down the fort, and we got to keep fighting the good fight. That being said, guys, we've hit the 1 hour marker. Usually we go a little longer, but I'm pretty exhausted. I'm sure Q is as well. I'll leave you with this message. Pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness. That is the goal that every American across the board wants, whether you're on the left or right. And you must remember that at the end of the day, we must fight for that. Because these are the fundamental values that make this country great. And I understand that we have differences with the left, a lot of differences. But we must never, ever sink to their level and do the things that they do. And we must always take the higher road and always pursue happiness, even during the worst times in this country. That being said, Q, do you want to end it with anything?
Same thing as every night. Have faith in God, the only one that controls everything. And it's here and it's coming.
The storm is coming, guys. The storm is coming, and it apparently hit Texas already. That's as close as QAnon has predicted. the storm in Texas, the winter, the snowstorm that hit Texas. Anyways, guys, God bless you. God bless your families. God bless.
Senators are going to be exposed.
Okay, sure. God bless you. God bless your families, and God bless this beautiful country we call America.
America great again.